Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Real Mentors Podcast, where we talk movies, TV, and have some fun along the way. We'll be looking ahead at Comic-Con, which begins tomorrow. Aging stars lead the way, and Aquaman faces some stiff competition. We'll get into that and more. However, before we get started, introduce my co-host, of course, the head of the GirlsLife.com studios, a technical producer himself, the man beast, Mr. Mike Rose.
Hey, now.
How you doing? I understand you're a Frenchman now.
Oui.
He's got his croissants in the morning.
He's got his French fries.
French fries. Escargot.
That's as French as it gets, there, Chewy. Yeah. a croissant and, course, and some French fries.
Of course, we got a life
side of English muffins.
Life from Houston. We got. Of course, my brother himself, the man who will be at Comic-Con starting tomorrow, of course. Chewy, how you doing, my man?
What's up, ladies? I'm so excited. So kicked
out. Chewy, I expect some pictures, man.
Dude, I know he'll he'll put some pictures and put them on the Real Mentors Facebook site. So
I'll put pictures. There. Like I said, I think I've mentioned I'm going to try to get, you know, time it right so I can see when they come out. I know that DC is going to come out with Aquaman onto the main show floor and probably do the trailer like they did last year for Justice League. Yeah. So I'm hoping to be there and do a live stream of that, maybe.
That'll be
fun. We're gonna get to some of the stuff we're gonna be looking ahead to, looking forward to from the Comic-Con and all that. And obviously we'll have a show breaking everything down that we see. Of course, they always release big news, big trailers, and we'll get into all that next week and, you know, break everything down, what it means for the next coming year. But of course, let's get started here. I want to get into something kind of have a little serious discussion, but let's have a little fun first before we get into that. We'll do a question of the week in honor of this week's release, The Equalizer 2. Mr. Denzel, back at it again. And I mentioned, as I did a review on them, when I mentioned how it's funny how that the devil has cornered the market on middle-aged men here. He's making deals left and right because it seems like the action stars on these are all the old fogies.
Right,
so to
Tom
speak,
Cruise.
Everybody but the 45, Tom Cruise, Denzel, Liam Neeson, Keanu, The Rock, they're all 45 and above.
Is The Rock that old?
The Rock is 47 or 48.
He's 46?
Yeah,
wow.
Man, I'm telling you.
Wow.
Talk about cutting a deal with the – they all have.
He may be 46, but he looks 26, man. I mean, that guy, Jesus.
He's in ridiculous shape.
No, he's in incredible shape, obviously. Man. But, I mean, they all are. Even Tom Cruise was good.
Tom Cruise is in awesome shape, dude.
Keanu, another guy. That guy clearly made a deal, though. He looks like he's low 30s, like 20 sometimes.
28, I think.
And they're still kicking ass. They're all kicking ass, all of them, in their own way. So, having said that, you know, we'll pick that. You know, we mentioned Tom Cruise, Denzel, Rock, Liam Neeson, Keanu Reeves. You're making an action. We'll start with you. You're making an action film. You're a producer. You can pick one of the aging superstars. Who do you go with? Who's the top dog of the eight out of the H4 folks here?
I don't know, man.
I mean, you go a little John Wick, you go a little Ryan Mills, you got a little Rock, you know? Is Ethan Hunt in the future? I mean, what are we doing here?
Well, I mean, I'm torn between Hunt, but I got to go with The Rock, if you smell what I'm cooking, baby.
Yeah. Wow.
It's The Rock, dude.
I'm smelling something. Mike, do you agree with The Rock? What do you think about that?
I agree with him. 100% box office certified. It doesn't matter what you think.
But is Rock the man? I mean, is he the guy you're choosing out of that group? Really?
I think box office certified at that age, making the money he's making. Every single one of his movies, even the shitty ones, make good money.
Well, that's not.
He
got beat out by Adam Sandler, dude. Handily, mind you, this weekend.
What do you mean?
Transylvania.
That doesn't count, though, dude.
No, there's always a speed bump
that's
along the
cartoon.
Way, dude. No one bats 1,000. It's okay.
Rampage.
I didn't see Rampage. Actually, I'm going to watch Rampage tonight. That's kind of on DVD.
Oh, God, dude.
On Netflix, dude. I didn't pay.
Is Rampage on Netflix already?
No, it's not Netflix.
The sleeves. Yeah, the red sleeves. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. But that didn't make a whole lot of money. Wow, dude. It's tough. It's a tough choice. I mean, I love The Rock. Don't get me wrong. His movie's just shit, but it's still great.
Even in shitty movies, I still love to watch The Rock, man. Even if it's, you know,
look,
like.
You said it best, dude. You said it about Skyscraper.
I'm sorry. Baywatch. I mean, that movie was terrible, but he was still pretty funny. I mean, he was the best part of the movie, man.
Right.
No, he is. He's the best part of any movie he's in.
So if you give him a good movie, He ain't gonna drag it down. He'll pull his weight and then some.
I mean, is he on the level of a? I mean, he's ahead.
Well, I mean, financially wise,
he's not ahead of Denzel. Obviously, he's the best.
No.
However,
acting tops. I mean,
but
he's not at the level of Tom Cruise. He's.
That's what I'm saying.
He's you know what, dude? He's like he's like Jean-Claude Van Damme in the 90s.
He's
better than that. He's
way
better than
above that.
Yeah, he's way above
Jean-Claude
that.
Jean-Claude Van Damme was a one trick pony.
I'm talking about the 90s, though, dude.
Yeah, but
look at movies, and they are all it's all a version of Bloodsport, dude. Every single one of them,
except Time Cop, which I kind of liked.
Time Cop was a good movie, dude.
It was. That was a good movie. But that's just
Time
one.
Cop. Okay, well, that's.
I would say, oh, man, I don't know, man. I'm torn between him, and I love Keanu, but. John Wick, he's awesome.
John Wick is really the only movie that he's made in the last 10 years.
I gotta go Tom Cruise, but I don't know, man.
Yeah, Tommy's the man.
I can go Tom Cruise also. I'm not gonna argue with that. That was my.
Of course. Especially your recent. Because
he's gonna make big bucks, dude.
Edge of Tomorrow, which was great. Yeah. I mean, he's done good stuff and very, very recently. But he makes better movies than The Rock, hands down. It's not even close.
I agree with.
But The Rock is The Rock. It's hard to argue that. I mean, it is. But Tom Cruise makes money overseas, too. They both do.
Yeah.
I think Tom Cruise makes more money overseas than any of them.
The Rock is pretty close. But that could be.
He's that big over there?
It's close. His movies make more money overseas.
Wow.
And because here, like, even Rampage, and I don't think he even broke 100 here. It did, like, close to 300 over 300, and that's because of the overseas market.
That's amazing.
Skyscraper will probably be the same thing. It didn't make a whole lot opening weekend here. But it's probably
you saw Skyscraper, overseas. Right?
Yeah.
It was just okay, right? It wasn't great or anything.
Yeah, it was The Rock. That's it. Yeah. Let's be honest. It's The Rock. It's worth watching for free, huh?
Rocky.
But it's funny, though. But it's, you think that, he is 46. They're all old, man. It's amazing, dude.
Really but geez, man, I'm 45. Are you calling me old now, too? Damn, dude.
Well, you're not Michael's, too, right? Mike is 75. I mean, so, you know, you still got a long way to go.
Exactly, man. I got 30 good years in me, man. Come on.
You saw The Equalizer, too, right?
Yeah, I did. All right.
What'd you think?
It was okay.
You know, I'm glad that the Real Mentors actually listens to and watches the posts of his reviews on the Real Mentors Facebook page.
What happened?
So I'm glad he pays attention to your Facebook posts.
You know what? Honestly,
reviews.
I watch his reviews pretty religiously, but I missed that one.
You missed that one? Okay. You missed Skyscraper?
Skyscraper. I saw his review of Skyscraper.
Equalizer is mediocre. It's I like the first one better. Whatever, it's fine.
First one was a good movie, though, dude.
I like the first one. The first one was good. It was good. This one just, I don't know. It was just long. It was like 2 hours, and it could have taken off 20 minutes. It was just... Whatever. But Denzel's always, he's another guy. Denzel's always good. All these guys are good when they're on screen. Even Liam Neeson, he makes
really,
a lot of garbage.
When's the last time you saw Denzel in a shitty movie? It's hard.
I have to think back. I mean, recently, no. You know?
Even some of the, you know, lovey-dovey movies that he's done, he's made.
His Oscar stuff is good. Like, what was the one he directed?
Fences.
I forgot.
Fences.
With the play. Fences. That was a really good movie. I mean, he's always good, dude. I mean, it's Denzel. Like I said, he's got the best resume out of the group in terms of overall, you know, movies, and it's obviously his acting ability. But, yeah.
The other thing is he's got a pretty solid New York accent, and he's played all over the place, folks. It's...
No, Denzel's awesome. You cannot not like Denzel. You can't like any of these guys.
Hurricane was a really good movie. He's done a ton of great movies.
He's done a ton of stuff. He's been consistent. Yeah, he's been consistent since what, 90s, 80s?
Right. Inside Man. He's
Glory, Malcolm X.
Hunt for Red October.
Hunt for Red October, yeah, absolutely.
I forgot about that one.
Deja Vu with Val Kilmer. That was a pretty good movie.
That wasn't bad. Man on Fire. Another great one.
Yes.
That was a really good movie. He's doing really good stuff, man. He's got a strong resume. Really strong resume. You mentioned Training Day before, which is another good one. I like
Training
Day.
Is one of my favorites, honestly.
I like Training Day. It's one of those I could watch that a lot.
That's Ethan Hawke,
right? It is.
With him.
Correct. And Dre.
Yeah. That's right. Talking about a thespian. Turn the page. I want to get something a little more serious here because, and I know Mike, I'm going to love to get Mike's thoughts on this one. you know, here comes the overly sensitive people out there, of course, and uh-oh. They're at it again.
About to lose two more fans.
So here we go. I think we've all heard the situation with Scarlett Johansson, or as I like to call it, Scarlett Johansson, she got a role playing a transgender individual. Mm-hmm. It's based on a true story. It's going to be called Rub and Tug, something like that. And I guess, I don't know too much about it, but I guess this guy, whatever, transgender individual was involved in on the underground crime scene and whatever the case is. I don't know. But either way, so she gets hired to, you know, portray that the role of the transgender individual. And the whole world goes bananas. It's like, oh, why is she getting the role? She's not transgender, blah, blah, blah. And then so Scarlett Johansson comes back and saying, listen, she's trying to defend her position. And she's like, well, you know, other people have done these kind of roles. We had Jared Leto done it on Dallas Buyers Club.
Jeffrey Tambor did it.
Yeah, no, there's been a few. Yeah,
This is complete BS. Oscar winning.
So what happened? So then I guess she got all this backlash and all this pressure. So she's like, you know what? Yeah, she pulled out of the role. She's like, oh, and then she says the right things, you know, PC world about, you know, okay, yeah, I should go to someone transgender, get the opportunity, we should be more inclusive, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, and it's funny because she's not the first time she's faced this kind of heat, because there's a lot of whitewashing issues when she got the role for
She didn't get that role up, though. They paid her a shit ton of money for that role.
It's too much money, of course, because she's the draw. I mean, that's right. The reason why they chose her, because them, you know, they have to appeal to the American audience. Yeah, but
Box office gold? Is she really? I don't think so.
I mean,
that's a separate conversation.
It's a separate conversation. I mean, she's a good actress, and she has hit big. I mean, even like Lucy, that made a lot of money worldwide. Mm-hmm. And she does another Avengers. She's a name. She's, by the way,
Frenchy.
She's in Avengers. Yeah, exactly. Super French bastard.
Francia.
you know, but you know, she's a known commodity, right? And not only financially, but she's a good actress, and there's no disagreeing with that. But yeah, so she took herself out of the project, and I'm thinking, okay, are we making too much out of? Is people making too much out of this? Mike, I start with you. I mean, should a transgender play a transgender role? Is that necessary?
It's actually kind of stupid, right? Because this is acting, like I said before. And why shouldn't she play a transgender? And who knows? Who's to say what's right and what's wrong when it comes to this new stupid world that we live in? I mean, a transgender should play a transgender now? I mean, come on. Roles exactly. have been going in Hollywood to people.
It's unnecessary.
Yeah.
I mean, it's people, like, you know.
White people playing Asians. Peter fucking Sellers played Charlie Chan. I mean, come on.
Of course, it happens all the time. It's actors, and we don't ask one-legged people to go crazy because the Rock's got one leg in the skyscraper. You know, right.
Why don't we get a one-legged veteran for that role? What the hell?
Oh, my God. You know, we don't get real mafia folks to do Goodfellas. Right. I mean, it's just that they act. That's what they do. And we've had people who are gay play straight men and vice versa, and women go vice versa. Dude, it happens all the time.
I just saw Ray Liotta the other day. That guy's a disaster. His face, oh, my gosh. He should have stayed away from the damn plastic surgery needle.
That shit never works. You're right. That never works. But yes, it's like, you know, I think they're making so much out of this. Now the movie's gonna suffer because obviously it may not get made. Who knows? I get why the studio chose her because, you know, these movies don't make a lot of money. You need someone to at least bank on and have right. someone credibility like Johansson to play the role. Whatever. I mean, Chewie, are people just going out of control here? I'm all about inclusivity. You know, we talked about that. We talked. We make fun of the Marvel. You know, give us Michael Pena. That's all we get. Yeah, you know, we're getting the short of the stick.
We're a sidekick. What a Pancho Villa is, dude.
Yeah, exactly. It's basically what we are. It's funny how before I get to you, Chewie, how even keel the Latin community is. Because man, you know, blacks they go nuts and what is going on? Black Panther and women. Oh my God, we're. The movement going on now transgender is a thing, and Latinos get no credit, they get no love, and we're here quietly. And that's cool. It's fine. Give us Michael Pena. It's all good. We'll take it. We're not whining, we're not complaining, but everybody else seems to be whining and complaining that they're not inclusive, that they're missing out, they don't get the roles and whatever.
Right. And then when you have roles available for Latin actors, they go guys to like what's-his-face get those roles, the guy that played La Bamba, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Matthew Fine.
That guy's friggin' Filipino.
Well, I know that's what, it happens all the time. Jolie played a, I forgot what movie it was, and I had him, I didn't write it down, but she played a Cuban African descendant and some with a true story, and it happens all the time. It happens all the time. And true, I mean, we're making too big out of this. Are people, I mean, the, I get it. You want to have transgender. I mean, I can see both sides of the story here, but what do you fall here? What people get overexcited about this? I mean, it's just too much.
No, I mean, you know, when there isn't representation from a particular group in Hollywood, obviously you have to, you got to bang the drum to make change, right? To make your point heard and make people aware. Because, I, you know, we're all guilty of out of sight, out of mind, and you just go about your normal routine, and you don't even think about things like that or be conscious of it, right? So it's okay to make noise to try to elicit some kind of change. Is it her fault at all? No, I mean, at the end of the role, it's a role. So it can be transgender, it can be whatever, and portray it as faithfully to the source material or to the character you're trying to portray as being transgender. And if that comes off the screen, well, she's doing a great acting job, but she's helping the audience connect with a transgender person, whether they are or not. You still identify with the character, not the, oh, but it's not, you don't look at the movie and say, oh yeah, that was a great portrayal of a character, but she's not transgender, so it doesn't matter. No, it matters, right? Because you want to get those stories across the screen to the people who could connect with it,
of course,
you know. And the same thing with, I mean, obviously, and also with that actor from Deadpool, I can't remember his name, where he was brought in, I can't remember what movie it was, but he wasn't the guy who played the villain in Deadpool,
in the first Deadpool.
Yeah.
Okay. I know his name.
Hired for one of these movies, and he wasn't obviously in the comic books. It wasn't a white guy, right? And so there was a big backlash, and he had no idea. I mean, he didn't read the comics. He had no idea. He backed out because of the pressure of all that, you know, people think whitewashing or whatever, changing the culture. And it's like, dude, it's a comic book, man. It's not real life. So it doesn't matter what color or creed the character is, as long as it's portrayed.
It's stupid.
As best to the source of it is. It's just idiotic, man.
It's misguided. I mean, if they were to say we need more transgenders on screen doing any roles, okay, fine. That I understand. But to say that, oh, there should be a transgender plan, they don't have to be a transgender.
The message should be people being roles that they aren't.
Yeah. The message should be, you know, yes, be more inclusive of all races, of all creeds, of all sexual orientation, of all types, not just pigeonhole people to, okay, this type of person has to be this kind of role only. Exactly. That's not right either.
And
now you're going to the other extreme. It's like, wait, that's not inclusivity. That's exclusivity or elitism, saying only this person can play this type of role.
Right, which is BS.
I completely agree. That's what I'm saying. I think that's the message. They're not
DC Mafia
presenting it. That's what I'm saying. And I think that they're doing a disservice to transgender. I mean, you're right. If you have Scarlett Johansson playing this role, she does great, and she'll bring a lot of eyes to the movie that nobody probably wouldn't watch to some degree.
And
she brings attention to this role. People are like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Some eyes to
why wouldn't you want that? You know what I'm saying? I don't understand that. It doesn't make sense to me and stuff. I mean, it's different when she's playing a different race, and I understand that. And you can switch races. You know, you can have a character who's, you know, like it goes in the show where she's Asian in the source material, where they change her to make it where she was. And that's fine. I don't care about that, because the ethnicity is not key in the role, right? If you're doing you're portraying someone who, whether it be African-American, who's behind, you know, who's in the civil rights movement and suffering from racism and all that, you need someone obviously of color to play that role.
Of course, you're not going to have Al Jolson play that role.
Right, exactly. And it would get Denzel. Whatever, I get that. But you don't need a transgender, and it just seems like, dude, you need to relax, man. And it sucks. This movie might not get made because of all this crap.
While,
no one's going to see it. And now they're doing it.
People are eating themselves. That's what it is.
You took a step forward and ate back because you lost a high-profile actress to play a role, which could have brought attention to the transgender community.
Right.
You know, it's that simple. So community. You need to calm down. Yeah, people need to relax.
I hate all that talk, honestly.
I really do. It doesn't matter. And like I said, I mean, it's just like, dude, hey, you're right. We need to have more inclusivity. And of course, I don't have a problem with that. You know, I'm fine with it. Like I said, I want to see more Latino. As a Latino, I want to see that, but I'm not going apeshit about it. You know what I'm saying? I'll take Michael Pena. I'm fine for now.
There's Hispanic actors out there, dude, and they're doing their thing. But it's just because there isn't a Hispanic character, you know, whatever.
You can make a Hispanic character. You can make any character, any race that they want. How do you come and change the race of anybody they want to? But as long as it's not essential to the key role.
Right.
No doubt. so you can put more Latinos, more black people, more transgender, gays,
got a new
whatever.
Movie coming out on Netflix that looks like it's pretty cool. You know, there's all kinds of crap. I'm just saying, there's roles out there. I don't think Hispanics are as well represented as some as like blacks, for example. But
agreed.
You know,
agreed.
They're you know they're getting there, man. And
but it's getting there. Yeah, it's getting there. Yeah, and I don't want to get to the point where you know Hollywood swings the pendulum like they are now the other way, like women. Not saying every movie has to have a woman and all right. the remakes all.
No, like, and if you look at the way Marvel has screwed around with their comics, that every single Marvel male superhero character has basically been degenderized, where like they have a female Thor and a female stupid yeah. Captain America and a yeah. and a female. Yeah, it's just stupid. Come on, man.
They're doing too much. Yeah, just
no,
make
no,
the,
Marvel,
don't make, yeah,
Marvel
don't make it
crapped
a big
in their deal. Own oatmeal. They don't sell comic books anymore.
Oh, yeah, they're relying on these movies. And then I think now Kevin Feige came out saying they're going to have some lesbian characters upcoming
who
or several of them, whatever.
Who cares
yeah, LGBT.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, and you're right. It's like, who cares? Just make the character. She can
right, just have a fun time
it's
with
not
the
a
character.
Big deal. Yeah.
Let's make these movies for families. Let's stop with this nonsense. It's just,
it is. Like we're catering to this certain group so you don't
is,
have to hear shit from
I'm
them.
I'm telling you, dude. This is how we ended up with Trump, bro. This is how we ended up with Trump. It is. We get too much of this crap jammed down people's throat, and like people in this world are like, God damn it, I'm sick of this. You know, and then you end up with an idiot like Trump. It's that easy.
That's what I'm saying. You're right. And it's just we're going to see some change. And Hollywood's making is progressing, but people just need to let it progress, you know. And, you know, not everything has to be perfect. Not every role has to be – not every
right.
movie has to be
just
inclusive.
Let it
just
let
it happen naturally.
Be as it is.
Yeah, because they're making huge strides, and we can all agree on that as far as the representation
I mean,
of all
I mean,
races
you
and classes.
I mean, if you want to look at it and apply it to the hashtag MeToo movement, right? This Harvey Weinstein crap, a lot of people were like, there's pictures of like Harvey Weinstein with like just about every major female superstar in the United States. Mm-hmm. And nobody saying crap to him then. And everybody knew what a piece of crap he was.
Of course. That was what documented.
So, you know, it's all about, you know, people, these Hollywood types just going with the flow when it comes to politically correct movements. And it's just stupid.
Yeah, it's a little exaggerated, and it's spreading out. And it's really a shame. It sucks because I would like to have seen what she could have done with that role. Like I said, it wasn't a movie everyone's gonna go watch. Let's be honest, it's not gonna be a blockbuster, but still,
no,
it's a good role.
It's a good role, but interesting.
That
show
exactly.
that transparent show on friggin' on Amazon. No, oh, not everybody
right, yeah.
watches that stuff. Not everybody's no. attracted to watch that kind of thing. But you know what? Sure. There are people that are watching it and getting educated or enjoying the entertainment involved with the show.
Well, it's a part assimilating that into the public eye. It's like, you know, where, you know, 30 years ago, you know, shows about gay people were that never would have happened. All of a sudden,
right.
you know, that slowly
or they were very
in
serious.
And, you know, and yeah, exactly. And then it started integrating in. You
right.
had like, you know, what's the show? Grace or whatever it's a show on.
Will and Grace.
And yeah, you know, Queer Eye and all that. All these shows
right.
coming about, all these characters coming out. Fine, Real World is instrumental with that. And just a word, another one, yeah. It just happens. It happens
queer
naturally. You know? Some people get used to it and they see it all the time and they come accepting of it.
Right.
Where it's not a big deal anymore. So he's a gay, okay, big deal. Who cares? It's fine. It's
right.
a character.
That's life.
Exactly. So whatever. I mean, it is what it is. But I just find it odd, and just people need to relax. They need to calm the fuck down. It's just at the end of the day. But let's move on. Let's do some movie news here. Hollywood here. Man, it's funny because I did a review on from this Skyscraper, and you know, a good friend Fabian, of course, friend of the show. He had mentioned how stay tuned because you know, The Rock will be doing the movie about the kids from Thailand.
About what?
And the kids in Thailand who
oh
got trapped in the cave.
The soccer team
whatever.
In the cave.
You know.
Oh,
yeah,
he
made the joke. I thought it was funny. And all of a sudden, a few days later, I hear a story. Hollywood. Here we go. The body's not even cold yet, and they're already planning two movies about the kids from
Ooh.
Thailand. There's two separate ones. I guess they're trying to race. You know, two studios trying to race each one out before the other one gets. You know, who gets to be first?
Hey,
but again,
of that.
Two of them. It just started. That story's still ongoing. Damn,
right.
Hollywood.
Did you see the movie about the Chilean miners, Jose?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with Banderas.
Right, right.
Yeah, I forget the timeline between when that happened, when the movie came out. I could have sworn it was a few years.
It was
I think
a year and a half.
I don't even know, to be honest.
But,
I don't remember.
But it's, to me, the whole, like, I hate those exploitative things. To me, they're not, I mean, I remember when it happened in real life. That's the real thing.
It's a good story is a good story. I mean, I'm fine with
right,
that.
But it's really not a good story. It's just kind of a story.
But you can make a movie out of that, though. We've seen those kind of just feel-good movies, you know, the human spirit and all that. That's great. I mean, there's room for that. I mean, I'm not saying I've
How many 9/11 movies have there been? I'm just saying, you know?
It was all time.
Or Patriot Day, you know?
It happens all the time. If it's a tragedy out there, it's Hollywood's right.
They're looking for it.
Right. They're ready to go with the camera ready.
You know, I'd rather just have that shit limited to Lifetime or some kind of crap like that, you know?
No, I'm okay with it. As long as you do it well.
I'm glad I got Chewie a laugh out of Chewie there.
It's having an Oprah. Either way... Let's got three topics for movie Tinder here to jump in here. So we'll start with the first one. Chewie, you got to go first here. Swiping right or left here. Bruce Willis, he was they were taping a roast of him recently and then interviewed him after the fact. Or he started doing the roast. I forget what it was. And
was it his Bruce roast?
Willis. Yeah, it was his roast. His roast, yeah. So I guess he comes out and proclaims that Die Hard – was not a Christmas movie.
What the hell?
Oh yeah, I read that.
Are you swiping right there? Are you buying that? Are you going left or you going right there? What do you think? Is this a Christmas movie?
It's a freaking Christmas movie.
Of course it's a Christmas movie.
Just because it happens during Christmas time does not make it a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas movie, dude.
I am with Bruce Willis on this. Thank you very much.
Killing me. It's a Christmas movie. It happens on Christmas. It's at a Christmas party. It's a Christmas miracle.
Christmas party and not Christmas
miracle. Christmas.
Yeah, it's a Christmas miracle. When he opens the safe, it's a Christmas miracle. Hey, man, it's a miracle, dude. Miracles come in all shapes and sizes, dude.
Hey, what was the name of the limo driver in that movie?
Argyle,
that's right. Oh, yeah. Remember, he was wearing a Santa hat.
When a Santa had, they were playing Run DMC, Christmas and Hollis.
Christmas and Hollis, an awesome
movie.
Song.
It's a Christmas. The whole movie is about a Christmas party that gone wrong, dude. How's that a Christmas? I don't understand it. You know?
Come on, Die Hard's a great movie, dude.
It's a great movie. It's a good Christmas movie. God damn it. I'm sticking to that. When do we listen to Bruce Willis? Listen to Bruce Willis, for Christ's sake. Next one up. Mike, jump in here first. Zombieland 2 finally getting greenlit to be released on a 10th anniversary with the same cast, which is impressive. Even send the writer and director. What do you think here? Were you going right or left on this?
I'm going to go left. I like that movie. So it wasn't great, but it was fun.
You going left or right then?
I'm going left.
You going right.
Isn't it left? So you don't want it? Good?
That's just bad.
Swipe right is good. Sorry.
There you go.
Yes.
Hey, I'm there.
I'm going right. Okay. Is Chewie? Bill Murray in it too?
Bill Murray dies, so I doubt he's in it.
Yeah, but he maybe come back from the dead as a zombie. Come on.
I got a question. Hold that thought for a sec. I just got to think about a question. But Chewie, what are you going? Do you like this idea?
Left.
Really?
Left.
You don't like zombies? Are you sick of zombies? Is that the deal?
Oh, you like the first one?
The first one was okay. I mean... I'm just zombied out, to be honest with you, man.
There's a lot of zombies shit.
I think we need a break from zombies. We get zombies in video games. We have multiple
Too
Walking Dead
in video games,
series.
By the way.
And DNA.
State of Decay 2, State of Decay 3.
Yeah,
I love the first one. The fact they're bringing the same cast back. I mean, I don't know. The first one's great. I mean, it's a zombie.
Isn't the kid from Social Network in that movie too? Yeah, right.
Yeah, Jesse Eisenberg. Yeah, Woody Harrelson, Emma Stone. Right. So they're all coming back. So it's a pretty big cast. Because they've all gotten better since then in terms of the notoriety and the stuff that they've done. I'm all for it, man. That's a huge ride for me, dude. I like the first one. The same writer's back, same director. So I know usually those long time between sequels.
I'll watch it, but I'm not.
I didn't say if you were joining for joy about it. But I'm just saying it's. A good idea.
You don't need a Zombie Land 2. I mean, why?
We don't need anything, dude. We don't need
We
don't need John Wick 3.
Infinity War.
We need John
2.
Wick 3, dude.
You're right. We do need John Wick 3. Yeah. You're right about that. Who am I kidding? we don't need it, but I mean, if they're going to do it, at least do it. You know, bring back the cast. We want the same people responsible behind the first one. That's always. Bowls well. Why not, man? The first one came out of nowhere. It was a surprise hit. I was like, why not? Yeah, we don't need it. We don't need Han Solo either. We got that crap. And speaking of things that we don't need, Reboot City again. Oh, last topic, and we tend to Chewie go first this time. We got Neil Blomkamp, who has been tapped to direct a reboot or whatever of RoboCop.
Was it a reboot or
well,
just continuation?
It's kind of.
We already had a reboot.
It's not a reboot. I'll buy that for a dollar.
It's right. Let me rephrase. It's not a reboot or what. I think this is the trend of Hollywood, is of making these movies and then just retconning all the crap.
Right.
Whether it be Predator, Terminator's doing this.
It's cheap to
just,
do that.
This Halloween, just get rid of all these sucky sequels, and we're going to pick off from X point. And so I think this one is going to be the true sequel.
To the first one. Okay.
To the first. So having said that, having Neil Blomkamp, who, whatever, behind it. I mean, are you? This is a good idea. You going right on this? You're laughing it.
I am so right. It's not even funny, dude.
And that enthusiastic?
I love Neil Blomkamp, dude.
Whoa. Hold up.
Did you like the movie that he did with freaking Dion Verd? What the hell was the name of that movie?
The Chappie was terrible.
Chappie. Oh my God.
You like Chappie? That movie's awful.
Wait. Chewie liked Chappie?
I hated Chappie. Yeah. Hated it.
Did you really like Chappie, Chewie?
Yeah, I like Chappie, man.
Holy crap. That
did
movie
you pay
was
for
a
it?
Piece of crap.
No, I saw it at home.
Wasn't even worth that. I hated Chappie. I mean, I liked Elysium was okay. It was okay.
I liked Elysium.
I didn't say it was bad. I think it was okay. I didn't say, oh my God, it's horrible. I said, it's okay. It's fine. But with him, it's been like a law of diminishing returns. You know, we had District 9, which is amazing, of course. Mm-hmm. Best sci-fi like 20 years. It's fantastic. And then he took a big dip with Elysium. I didn't say it was bad. You're saying it was okay. And then Chappie was a substantially less movie than either one of those two. I know he had the thing with the aliens, which didn't go through because obviously, you know, this guy, Ridley Scott, didn't allow him to make the movies. But
yeah, terrible.
I mean, I'll give him a chance. If nothing else, even Chappie, as bad as much as I hate it, it looked good and it was well shot and he does well with the effects and these movies look fine, have a good feel to them. I mean, RoboCop is it's almost like a satire, you know, so he brings his sensibilities, his social commentary to it, and I appreciate that as long as he doesn't get too heavy handed like in Elysium. But Mike, are you looking forward to this? Are you down with this?
Not really, no.
Really? Not even curious?
No, not at all.
I love, I think we all agree, we all love the classic RoboCop, right?
Of course. Absolutely.
Classic 80s sci-fi.
It's great.
Peter Weller.
Yeah.
Even though it probably hasn't held up over the years, because obviously it was
It's still a good movie.
I think story-wise and thematically, it holds up very well.
Yes.
But the look, I mean, it's the 80s. It's dated. I mean, it
number
is what it
two,
is.
The original number two, or whatever you want to call it, was just terrible. Garbage.
It was garbage.
Money grab. Could not get right. It. I mean, it was a la E.T.
Worse than a money grab. Worse than a money grab.
It was even worse than Chappie, and that's saying something.
the reboot.
Be careful what you say about Chappie.
The reboot. There was RoboCop 3, which was terrible. That was another horrific.
Oh, I didn't see RoboCop 3.
It's god awful. Yeah. But the reboot was insipid. It was bland. It really was. There's nothing. It was like.
I mean, it had good players, but it was just.
You're right. Had good players. The main guy who did Alter Carbon. You had Michael Keaton.
The guy from The Wire.
Yeah. No, great cast.
What's the guy? Katie Leek. Oh God. He played Rorschach. What's his name?
I know you're talking about
Jackie Earl.
Yes, there
Jackie
you go.
Jackie Earl Haley.
I Hurley, yeah. It had a great cast. It just lacked any imagination.
Oh, yeah, Michael Keaton. I forgot, dude.
Yeah, Michael Keaton was a villain. No imagination. Awesome. It took nothing from what the thematic of the first one laid out at all. It was just very bland. It was just like, by a number, he's a guy, he's a robot kicking ass. That's all he did. It was stupid. It didn't make any sense.
I'm excited. Let me see what he can do with it, you know?
I hope so. I hope this brings him back to form, because we haven't seen him meet... Which is a tall order, I get, but meet the level he did with District 9.
District 9's an amazing movie.
It's amazing. It's fucking fantastic. Anybody hasn't seen that?
Actually, that right there.
That
is
one.
Close to
that's
a movie
that needs a sequel.
I don't know if it needs a sequel, but I'll be happy to see it.
Come on, man.
I think it was a good, nice, good close story. You know,
it's a great social commentary.
It's so
on top
open
of that.
Ended. It's like, come on, dude.
I mean, as I said, I.
You want to know what happens next. You don't give me this. It doesn't need a sequel, dude. Come on.
I'd rather see John Wick 3.
We all would.
Let's be honest. Who wouldn't? Only because I just think that this rank is so good. It'd be hard to live up to that number one. And I just don't think. I don't know. It doesn't need it. It was a nice, good close story, and I liked how it ended. I thought it was great. And I don't, you know, I could care less what happens. I mean, I'll be fine. I'll watch it, and maybe it's great, but I'm not, like, clamoring for it. I'm like, oh, I can't wait till they make them. Whatever. It just, no. Like, The Incredibles needed a sequel. That one needed a sequel.
Right.
You know, obviously. So, but, you know, John Wick needs a sequel. Mission Impossible needs a sequel.
I just don't know what they do with the District 9 sequel, honestly.
I don't either, because the part of what made it so great, Mike, you touched on it. It was a solid commentary that it had. That's what made them.
It's beyond just a regular self-contained story. It's just hard to make a sequel of
exactly.
That. Actually, I agree, but whatever. Actually, you know, that's why The Matrix is such a great movie. Is it really didn't need a sequel, and they made one anyway.
It didn't, and you know, and that's what happens sometimes. Right. You just don't need it. Just do it as money grab. Okay, let's just extend the story. When it wasn't designed to be extended over a story with three movies or two movies, whatever the case, it was designed as, you're right, a self-contained movie. That's
Who was it that loved the Matrix sequels? Was that Fabian? I don't think it was. One of us loves the Matrix.
I didn't hate him as much as you did.
I can't stand him.
You know, the second one I didn't mind. I like to say the third one. Second one, watching the worst it got, but it has some good moments in it. But overall, yeah, it just didn't live up to the first Matrix.
Yeah.
But
I think it's because the first movie's so damn good, dude.
It's amazing. It's fantastic. It's hard to match. I'm saying it's hard to match that. The District 9, you're not going to match that magic. It's right. Not.
That's what I said. Any expectation that you have for that movie, there's no way he could match it.
Right. And then just by virtue of that, we're not going to like it as much. Just because of that. And it could be a good movie. We're going to walk out saying, it wasn't as good as the first one. It's exactly what we're going to walk out saying.
And really, if you look at like Elysium,
or it could be the next Empire Strikes Back, where it's better than the original,
right?
This last sequels are better than the original. Yes.
Name how many sequels are better than the original?
I didn't say that was many. I'd have been saying there's a chance.
No, there's a lot, dude. I mean, that's Godfather 2.
Better?
Aliens. Yes, dude. Aliens.
Oh, Aliens is sure. Better. Aliens
yeah, Terminator 2.
Yeah.
True.
You know, I mean, let's see what else. Captain America's Winter Soldier.
Correct.
What are you laughing?
Okay. No. Technically, that's true. Sequel. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's clowning me. He's clowning me.
I'm not. That's not the Dark Knight.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. That's
and there's been plenty. There's been a lot. That's just off the top of my head. I'm sure there's more in there. There's a lot of crap. You're right.
Last Jedi? I'm just kidding.
No. now you've gone too far.
But Empire. I mean, there's a lot of sequels that really surpass it. There's more that we get credit for.
Two Towers.
Just, there's the a Rings. Stigma there about that. But what'd you mention, Mike?
I said Two Towers, Lord of the Rings, better.
Two
than
Towers, Lord of the Rings. Yes, that was actually a way better movie than the first one. I said there's a lot. If you think about it, there is a lot there. There's a stigma about the sequels not being as good. There's plenty.
Harry Potter 3 is way better than any of the other movies.
Which one?
Harry Potter 3.
I haven't had that stuff for me, but I have heard movie. That the latter ones are better. Well, if you want to go Toy Story 3.
Right. Toy Story 3 is an incredible. Actually, all those movies are just ridiculous.
They're all great. They're all great. But I mean, those are sequels that surpass them. Yeah, so it happens all the time. But either way, let's move on. Let's look forward here. We got Comic-Con.
Woo-hoo!
Coming up. Of course, Chewie's there soon. Now,
representing the mentors in San Diego.
Chewie, you're gonna be there. So, what the one thing you're looking forward to the most? Like, what do you want to hear? What do you want to see?
Well, I mean, there's one thing I'm looking forward to, but I'm no way in hell getting in. That's the Breaking Bad reunion.
Well, agreed. But we're not gonna be there, so
yeah. So Chewie will not be there. Though I will be looking out for because Bryan Cranston does have a tendency to walk the floor in disguise. So
he does.
Maybe I'll keep an eye out.
Which would be fantastic.
That'll trump your picture with Power Man over there, right, guy?
Luke Cage was a damn good picture, though, dude.
Sweet Christmas, baby. So besides Breaking Bad, what's the announcement? Because you know we always want to get some kind of announcement. We get DC was a big player. We'll get to them in a second. But yeah. what's the thing you want to see the most? You're probably gonna see. It could be trade news, whatever.
I'm looking forward to the. What's the sequel to Mr. Is it Mr. Glass?
Yes.
Movie. Glass. So the, Glass.
Unbreakable. Glass is the name of the movie.
Unbreakable. Yes. And yes,
absolutely.
Was, yeah.
I've seen some screenshots from that sequel, by the way.
They look interesting. Yeah. They look great. The pictures look great.
Yep.
And that one, I'm
Sam Jackson I'm really with that gray afro. I love that.
And even Bruce Willis is all kind of a bit older, obviously. And I think Bruce Willis' son, the original actor who played his son in the first Unbreakable, original Unbreakable, is coming back for this one as well.
Nice. Nice. Continuity.
And you're right, Chewie. That for me, that was going to be my number one thing was Glass. Mm-hmm. The trailer is going to drop at Comic-Con. We'll probably see it on Friday. I can't wait for that. I'm dying to see what it feels like, what it looks like.
Absolutely.
I love Mel Brake, for me. It's funny the best movie
how one movie can totally redeem a mother scratcher, isn't it?
It's always what he done for me lately. That's right. How it works.
Split. You had said to me, you said, "Dude, I think you're really gonna like this movie," and I was like saying that. Come on, dude. It's
yeah, you doubt it. You doubt it. Split hit it, man. Yeah, he did it well, and it set up this world perfectly. Man, I can't wait. I'm so excited for this movie. I really am. This is one of
the funny thing is, you weren't even expecting it. You were just like, "Hey, this is a pretty good movie."
Exactly, it's a good movie.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there's Bruce Willis, and you're like, "Oh my god." Holy crap.
I'm saying it's Mark out. I remember because I was watching it with Mr. Top 10. He was out with me watching the screening. And, you know, towards the end of the movie, like, you know, obviously the end, it ended, whatever, they were about panning over to the diner where we see Bruce Willis. But before we got to that, they started playing the song from Unbreakable. And I'm listening to it. I'm like, dude, is that Unbreakable? I was talking to Jose. Is that Unbreakable? Yes. The song came on. I seen Unbreakable kind of recently. Before the movie, and I was like, dude, that's a song from Unbreakable. I'm thinking, there's no way. And it just hit me. Before he even showed Bruce Willis, I'm telling Jose, dude, it's Unbreakable. And he's like, what do you mean? Dude, watch. And then, bam, that changed the movie. I can't wait for that movie. You're right, but Chewie, I can't wait to see
that's
that.
Up there.
Yeah, that's
up there. I am kind of looking forward to see what they release on Aquaman, finally. I mean,
I think it's
good. I know it's DC, and I know, obviously, DC's had its issues, but Jason Momoa, the guy's a pimp, dude. I mean, the guy's a rock star.
He is a rock star.
I'm looking for it. You're right. I'm looking for it. I mean, let's talk about DC, because that's going to be really the meat and potatoes of this is Comic-Con, because Marvel's not there. HBO's
not there.
Since
there's no Marvel and no Star Wars, that's what
there's no Star Wars. So, yeah, DC is the best of the guests.
Their show.
It is what it is.
It's their opportunity to shine.
He's going to the prom with the fourth girl you asked out, because all the hot ones didn't want to go. This is exactly what it is. He's like, okay, fine. At least I'm going to the prom. This is exactly what this is. You know, we get DC and you know, I mean, Mike, we're getting Aquaman. That's been announced. They're going to show the trailer, which let's see how that works.
We'll probably see Captain Marvel trailer, too.
You mean what?
Shazam.
Shazam. I mean,
I'm not looking forward to that, bro.
I'm indifferent. I want to see something because I don't know anything about that. And I'm sure it's going to be goofy.
I think they're going to go Deadpool with it.
That's great, though. Why not?
They already did Deadpool with Deadpool.
Yeah, but this will be more of a family vibe from what Shazam, I think, is going towards, I think. Because it's a little kid. It's going to be kid-friendly, which is fine. The DC needs something lighter in their arsenal, so to speak. So I'm fine with that. We know we're going to get Wonder Woman stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, DC has to come big. DC has to bring it. They have to own this. They got the stage themselves.
Don't they also have some Joker movie footage, too?
No, there's nothing
too early for that.
No, yeah, there's stuff. The whole Joaquin Phoenix, which we talked about already, but that starts filming in September. Okay. You know, I know they announced that the lineup for Birds of Prey already, and like who's going to be the characters in it, along with Harley Quinn. But I mean, they have to come big, man. I want to see a trailer for Shazam. Obviously, Aquaman we're going to get, and Wonder Woman some footage probably. They've been filming it for a while, so I'm sure they're going to give us something. But one thing came to mind here because I mentioned earlier Aquaman facing the stiff competition. Now, Aquaman here, now being released December 21st, right? The poster came out. And now it's a game of chicken here because Disney's like, throw out the middle finger. They had Mary Poppins coming out 4 or 5 days after Aquaman. They're like, you know what? No. They pulled it forward. Now it's coming out 2 days before Aquaman. This is the Christmas season. Mary Poppins, Disney is probably going to make some good money. Let's not kid ourselves. And now, not only that, the same weekend Aquaman is released, you have Bumblebee, you have Alita Battle Angel, whatever that movie is.
That movie looks kind of cool, by the way.
Mm-hmm. It does. And we also get this another I think it's that something, a Sherlock comedy with, I want to say Will Ferrell, I think. he can be a drunk comedy, and there's two other movies coming out. There's like seven movies coming out the same day as Aquaman.
When's Christopher Robin coming out? That's in August. Going to be huge too.
That's in August, and I think that's going to do well. That's in a couple weeks. So now you got all these movies. You got Aquaman. Now Mary Poppins is like, you know what? We're taking all this draw here. Now we're going to be released before you are. Can you see? Should DC move up this release date or delay? Because a lot's writing here on this, and this movie is not cheap. I guarantee you, this budget's above 150 easily. And this movie has to make at least opening 80, 90, 100 million dollars.
That's something. At least. Yeah.
I mean, can it do that with Mary Poppins on Christmas week?
Great question.
And yeah, Spider-Man coming out the week before, the animated one. You got the other Peter Jackson coming out the week before. December is loaded. And I don't know, man. I'm like, you know what? It's not about being chicken, standing your ground, but listen, do it smart. You want to make money, right? Is that the whole point of making money? Because I think Aquaman's still number one that weekend, even Mary Poppins, but Mary Poppins is going to eat up a lot of that cash.
Right.
You know, a lot of it. So then we have a movie opens 40, 50. That's kind
of disappointing. Unless Disney shits a bed, which might happen. It's happened before.
It might, but they'll open big, at least, and nothing else. Mary Poppins was going to open big. It might not be a great movie.
They really haven't hyped that movie at all, by the way.
Oh, they're just getting started with that one. We're going to see a trailer, and we're going to do their D23, whatever. I think there's one this year. It's too early. It's not until December. We saw the quick trade in the Super Bowl. We're going to get another one soon. They're going to start ramping that marketing machine. That's what Disney does. I'm not worried about them. But, man, I think they should move it, man. I mean, DC needs a win. You know what I'm saying? They need a win. They don't need Aquaman just to be good. They need to make money.
Right.
You know? They need to make money here. And at 50 million, 40, 50 million opening, that's not a win in my eyes. It's not. And but Aquaman,
you know,
could be
what Chewie said, though, you know, that dude's a rock star.
Yeah, but he's not a draw yet. He's not a draw.
I don't know, dude. That's
he's not the Rock.
No, he's well, not
no,
yet.
No, not yet. But
right, that's what I'm saying.
He does have, I mean, his fan base is growing. And as he does more of these movies, whether it's in Aquaman or DC or not, I mean, it's growing and it's getting bigger. And maybe one day he could be the Rock. He's not there yet, but this could be a big springboard to making him a rockish level.
I mean, if this movie hits, then yeah, agreed. Yeah, he'll be Usher at the front of the line almost, not at the front of the line. He's still behind The Rock and others, but I mean, he'll be right there as one of the leading guys. So, you know, yeah. And he'll be right there trying to collect that money. I get it. I mean, DC needs a win. They need to win here on Comic Con, obviously. I'm curious to see what.
They got this is their the 2018 is the DC Warner Brothers show, because they ain't no one else is around, because obviously the scheduling has worked out where they're the only game in town. Not really, but there's enough going on. But as far as the major studios, they're it. Sony has a presentation, but exactly. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, no one's stealing Thunder.
That's cute.
This is their opportunity to shine, though.
That's what I'm saying. But Bumblebee, I mean, I said Bumblebee, that's another one that I mentioned before. That Transformers make money, whether good or bad. They make money. They open decent. Yeah. And I just see how I'm surprised none of these studios have, like, moved their movies yet. Because, dude, that's a lot of competition, man. That's a lot. Bumblebee needs to make money.
Let's see how the reaction comes out with the trailer, and then maybe they'll start making some better decisions.
I would love to see them say when James Wan presents the trailer, which I'm sure that's going to be the case, mm-hmm. and talks about the movie, yada yada. I say, you know what? And then they flashed it on the screen. They put a new release date. I think that could really hit home with that. If the trailer is amazing, the trailer's great. And everyone's cheering, and they say, oh, by the way, it opens November 1st, woo, and everyone's excited because now they get it sooner, right? You can call. That would be wise. Or if they want to push it out to like February,
if it's ready to go, I would push it sooner.
Of course, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, why are you going to be stuck in the middle of seven, eight movies who are going to make money? It's just that it's all going to cannibalize each other.
Be another DC mix of foul up.
Because this is a story. This story, I don't care how good Aquaman is, the story is, a financial failure. That's going to be the story. You know, and that's bad press for DC. I want DC to win. I want DC to succeed. We all do, right? We all want to see him do well.
Yeah,
we all
want to see movies. That's really
everybody wins when DC does well. They just do. And then Aquaman, Shazam, and Wonder Woman, they can turn all this around very easily if all three movies are good.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. They'll be up there with their Marvel. Now we're looking forward to Batman and whatever, Birds of Prey and whatever the hell, Suicide 2 and 8,000 Jokers and whatever.
Superman, the Man of Steel, 58.
For Christ's sake.
Joker for everybody.
I mean, who gets a Joker?
You get a Joker. You get a Joker.
You might see 8 Jokers at the Comic-Con. I mean, they might announce 3 more Joker movies for, you know. Who knows? But like I said, that is the draw at the Comic-Con. There'll be some other stuff, obviously. I know Chewie.
I think we mentioned, obviously, Breaking Bad, his having a reunion. Oh, that's going to be a big draw.
I would absolutely love that.
Getting Hall H treatment, so that's why I'm not getting in there. Better Call Saul is getting Hall H treatment, which was a little surprising. I was like, damn, okay.
There's more space, obviously.
Yeah. Preacher is getting Hall H, which I'm not getting into, so forget that. But then, obviously, there's a lot of new shows that are coming out. That Night Flyers by George R.R. Martin, who's obviously, now we know what he's been doing. He's not been writing Game of Thrones novels. He's writing new TV shows.
Right. Whatever. More money in TV.
Exactly.
I need to get paid.
Yeah, pretty much, man. It's like, everyone knows how the story's going to end. I'm good.
Exactly.
And so, obviously, there's a big presence of TV shows this year at Comic-Con with panels and whatnot. I think Amazon has got actually a few slots actually. Their Prime Video's got one slot dedicated to all their Amazon shows, which is going to include The Tick, Jack Ryan.
Ryan show's going to be big.
Yeah, and actually the Jack Ryan Experience actually outside and pretty huge from what I'm seeing and what I'm reading. I'm not sure if I'll do that because the kids are not into that, but it's taking up the whole promenade outside.
Like, it's going to be a good show.
I hope I'm looking forward to it. I think they'll probably screen one or two episodes for the people out there.
Really, Amazon really hasn't had that many misses as far as shows go.
In terms of critical praise, no, but I don't think they've had the commercial success that Netflix has had.
No, that's true. But if you look at the Netflix show, Netflix just keeps throwing spaghetti against the ceiling. I mean, shit.
Oh, no, yeah. And they hit, you know, two or five times.
Less than they miss. They miss a lot.
You don't get 100 plus nominations by accident either, man.
When they hit, they hit.
They hit a lot. Let's be honest, you know.
No, they hit a lot. They just miss a lot. It's just, you know, it's a numbers game. They just like here. It's like, you know, they're the Carmelo Anthony of streaming series. Just take a bunch of shots.
You just put 20 points. You put up a bunch of shots.
You just don't play defense.
There's no defense. He's going to your team, by the way, Chewie.
The Netflix movies are
No. I'm talking about Netflix movies. That's a totally different ballgame.
I know.
That's all miss as far as I'm concerned.
I did like Carmelo Anthony, by the way.
He's not going there. Calm down, Mike.
He's going to Houston, baby.
But you know who's not going to be in Hall H? Iron Fist. He's not going to be in Hall H. Iron Fist.
Oh, he's actually Ballroom 20. And I'm trying to get in.
Ballroom 20. Poor Iron Fish is out there with like a couple of fat people.
He's going to be sitting Virgil.
He's next to the bronies waiting for the My Little Pony show coming up after that.
Right. He's going to be waiting with the My Little Pony.
I'm trying to get into Ballroom 20. If there's no line, I'll get into this line. I'm not waiting. So I'm going to try to get in to see that panel with Finn Jones and the gang.
He's going to be sitting next to wrestling superstar.
It's Iron Fist. Line? Really?
It's Ballroom 20, dude. You know how people are, dude. You never know.
Iron Fist, dude. Did you not see the show?
Didn't you say he was passable in that latest appearance on Luke Cage?
He was, and that was one episode of the Luke Cage show, not the Iron Fist show.
You gotta start with one, right?
I understand, and like DC, they can turn it around. Agreed.
Exactly.
You know, it just takes one good season. You know,
I'm trying to get into that panel, but one panel I definitely will catch is the Man, the High Castle, another great Amazon production, by the way.
Yes,
it's going to be on Saturday. Something I think they went there last year, and I think they're coming back this year. So I'm looking forward to that. Absolutely. The new Netflix series Disenchantment by the maker of The Simpsons. So he's right after that panel, so I'm gonna try to catch that as well. So I should be ready to hit that one.
That's good. My show's on footage. You can give us a little taste of what you saw.
See what it's worth. That show comes out in August, if I'm not mistaken. So
on Netflix.
And the other stuff is all Marvel animation, some other things. There's some funny panels I'm trying to hit. I'm trying to hit the sci-fi, The Great Debate, which got basically a cast of different people. Just talk, you know, shooting the breeze about pop culture and stuff, which is pretty fun, which is kind of what we do. So, And the other stuff is just going to be outside. So the big thing outside is going to be DC experience. Like I said, DC is coming hard. They have a full on DC experience taking over hard. Hilton. Yeah, I know. That's what she said. The Hilton. Hey. So, hey-o. So it's going to have like 7 different things of new shows and stuff that's coming out. So it's all DC related. So, I mean, they're bringing it. I mean, they're making their presence felt. The Jack Ryan is the other big one. Ready Player One is going to have they're taking over where Game of Thrones was last year. Mm-hmm. So it's over that space, and basically it's all a Ready Player One experience, VR room, the room from The Shining, trivia.
Why are they doing that since the movie's already come out?
Well, the DVD's coming out too, and the Blu-ray and all that stuff. So they're promoting that release on you can rent it. So they're still trying to get some hype behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, makes sense. But it's the right crowd.
It was already out electronically.
The digital, but the video.
The Blu-ray comes out the 24th, so right after the con.
Yeah, so
is there anybody left though that goes like, oh my god, the Blu-ray for Ready Player One's coming out?
Well, I'm sure it
sells, man.
It's also tied to their Future Tech Pavilion, which is giving you the latest in VR technology. So it's all tied together.
It's all tied. One promotes the other, so it makes sense. I'm just crabby.
There's something called the experience at Comic-Con. So that's basically where the Petco Park is. I didn't go last year, but we're going this year, and there's going to be some new things from Ghostbusters for that anniversary. It's the big ass Stay Puft Man. There's stuff there for Cloak and Dagger, which is another Marvel show that I watch and I enjoy on Freeform, and Xbox. The guys from Blizzard obviously having a tournament there on some of the new games outside. So it's just a, like I said, there's everything. There's a little bit of everything for everybody there this year.
You're gonna have a good time.
No, it's good. I mean, there's gonna be, like I said, a lot. We'll next Tuesday we're gonna break all the big news down. There's gonna be a lot of new members moving into the trailer park community, of course, and we'll be a lot of stuff to digest. We'll break everything down.
I just saw a couple too. I was getting ready for tonight, but I guess you didn't go to trailer park.
No, yeah, I want to save them all and talk about them
all.
That's fine. There's going to be a lot. Next week's show is going to be, we're going to go deep into the news and what's coming out, the new shows and so we'll get deep into all the shows and all the traders on DC, and let's see what DC does. We'll open with DC because that's going to be the big stuff. We got to talk about, obviously, we're going to talk about that. Yep. And all the footage and yada yada yada. So we'll do it next week, and Chewy can share his thoughts and experiences, what he saw, for some of because that other thing is going to be available on YouTube or whatever in terms of some of the panels.
I'll be posting as many pictures and as many things released. We'll all also keep news of what's being released and posted on our Facebook page, and I'll try to get as much videos of any cool live, or if I happen to catch Jason Momoa or Brian. And I'll definitely post that on
the page. Yeah, we'll put Brian out there wearing like a mustache.
Yeah, so tune into he'll be there from Thursday and Saturday, right? Am I wrong in that?
I fly out tomorrow, but yeah, I'll be there 3 days, but Friday I'll be outside, then Thursday, Saturday they'll be inside panels.
Okay. Yeah, so listen, you're jumping into a Facebook page starting Thursday and Friday. You're going to see a lot of cool stuff on Comic-Con. Get a little bit of taste of what it's like to be out there. It's always a lot of fun, so I wish I was going. It's great, and it's so much cool stuff to see, and so much good news comes out of it. Interesting news, anyway. So we'll leave it there, man. Let's end it here. Next week we'll pick it up. We'll dive heavily into Comic-Con, dive into the trailer park. There's a lot to dive into. Any last words, gentlemen, before we sign off here?
I want to say that I'm glad that one of the two remaining room mentors has finally jumped on The Expanse.
That's
and
right.
And he is enjoying it. He's enjoying it, so another
positive record. You should join the Expanse train, Jose.
I'll jump. I got my ticket. Just it's open ended.
It's gonna be good, dude. Watch it. It's worth it. It really is. It's not as cheesy as I thought it was gonna be.
No, like I said,
it's not Babylon 5. I told you it wasn't. It's not Babylon 5. It's not Deep Space Nine. It's nothing like that, dude. It's pretty good stuff. It's good drama. It's good TV, man. And because of sci-fi.
If you like police procedural type shows, it's got a little bit for everybody there. It's a good show.
And I've heard good things about it. And that's, like I said, I have an open-end ticket. I'll definitely be watching it. Mike, anything else before you sign off?
I'm good. And I'm excited for Chewy going to Comic-Con this week. So
yeah, we all are. I mean, this is a good time of the year. So it's It's almost a little small Christmas time for us, you know, geeks. That's not just movie fans, but TV and just anything.
It's pop Christmas culture. In July
video
for
games,
the nerds.
It is. Comics, books,
it's everything.
Entertainment.
Yeah.
I mean, you name it. It's not
exactly.
just. It's,
yeah,
it's not
movies
just,
and TV are just a part of it. There's so much more that goes on.
Does Collider have anything going, or they're not going to be there because Star Wars ain't there?
No, they're going to be there.
Yeah. Lucasfilm has a big booth actually this year. I'm not sure how excited I am, but they got like a replica of the an inside the replica of the Millennium Falcon. You can get a ticket to get a picture inside of it. You know, whatever.
Probably nobody would
like that stuff, man. I mean, what did we tell you, dude?
No, it's good. I'm just saying.
I was just laughing because Solo was, you know, underwhelmed.
Yeah, I was thinking Solo in my head. So, but whatever. So leave it off there. thanks, gentlemen. Again, great show. We'll reconvene for a Comic-Con unwrapping spectacular next week, of course. Mm-hmm. Thank you for our listeners out there. Again, check out Facebook. Sure, we'll be posting a lot of stuff for the next 4 or 5 days.
We'll be looking forward to it.
See. Absolutely, and we'll talk about those traders. All right, guys.
Peace.
Awesome. See you next time.